Good morning, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Yvonne Higgins-Leach, and I'm going to read For I Have Sinned by Tina Schumann. It has been 500 days, countless meals, and many mountaintops since my last confession. I have lusted in my heart for the woman who sells me my morning coffee. It's just the way she stands sometimes, with her back to me and her waist turned just so. I'd like to take her blonde cheek into the bed of my palm, tell her what a gift she is, she of the tender smile, she of the warm offerings. I have coveted my neighbor's garden. I love it and I don't love it, the symmetry of it all. The tell-tale heap of compost that mocks me from the parking strip. Every tube rose preening in the sun. The gerbera daisies bobbing on their brainless stems. And the way she idles at the edge of beds in her drab green Wellingtons. The series planning of grace written all over her face. Gluttony can't be helped. We've been over this. We've covered my inability to just say no. Like when I packed my suitcases full of balsamico and grappa. And what I didn't tell you is that for days before, I had eaten truffles at every meal. I let their heady fungalness permeate. I let each white sliver melt on my tongue like the body of Christ. And there are hours of sloth like baptisms of guilt. Submerge me, cover me, I say. I am a sucker for the easy move, the natural incline, any tripping towards entropy. It's no use. I know what you'll prescribe. I found 9 rosaries in my mother's bedroom after she died. Look at her now. What a setup, this propensity toward failings. Lord, thy name is entrapment. Let's get on with it. For God's sake, bless me. That was For I Have Sinned by Tina Schumann from her latest collection, Praising the Paradox, published by Red Hen Press. And I'm Yvonne Higgins-Leach.